In the name of the living God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Picture the scene. Hosanna, Hosanna, happy people singing. What a special day. Jerusalem was going to be like Camelot, and Jesus was going to be the King Arthur. The crowds were dreaming of trumpets and towers, the coming king, flowing robes and sparkling sceptres. The disciples would be knights at the round table, shining in their armour, using might for right, battling evil. The rain would never fall till after sundown. By 8 the morning fog would disappear. Camelot. 500 years earlier, the prophet Zechariah said that one day there would be a day like this one. That ancient promise was etched indelibly in the mind of a glory-starved nation. For half a millennium they'd kept an eye out for David's successor to gallop into town, assume the throne and change their sad song. The orchestra was forever ready to play, Happy Days Are Here Again. It had been so long. Would this be the day? As Jesus rode into his capital city, tourists from all over Israel lined the street and cheered wildly. The faithful cut down palm branches and spread them over the road, just as their ancestors had done over a century and a half before, in a rare moment of national triumph, when the Maccabees finally completed the overthrow of the Syrian Antiochus Epiphanes. Would this be deja vu all over again? Would Jesus lead the conquest of the hated Germans? The crowd shouted, Hosanna, which means, save us please, or save us now. Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven. They shouted until they were hoarse. They laughed and cried and danced and sang. The disciples thought it was the best day they had ever known. The crowds lining the route of the procession should be commended for their enthusiasm. They were not just there because they loved a good parade. They were there because they wanted to believe. They had hope. Hope. Hope springs eternal in the human breast. Where there's life, there's hope. And they had it. Good for them. The reality is that if we figure to survive in this world, we had better have hope. The ancients knew that. Even when all else is lost, there is still hope. This is what had sustained the Israelite faithful from generation to generation. This was what energised the crowd along Jesus' parade route that day. But hope is apparently a fragile commodity. We know the story. By the end of the week, the crowds will have disappeared and be replaced by a few faithful friends gathered on a hill outside Jerusalem, called Calvary. What on earth happened? Perhaps the answer is as simple as a loss of hope. It might have taken different forms for different people. But here comes Jesus, riding on the colt of a donkey, a notably undersized farm animal. An adult man on a full-grown donkey would almost have his feet scraping the ground. Hardly the image of the conquering hero. Goodbye, hope. Have you ever lost hope? Perhaps it was because the answer to a heartfelt prayer did not come in the way expected. A partner was not freed from an illness. A friend was not freed from addiction. A deserved promotion went to someone else. Or perhaps there was disappointment with the Lord's church. Disappointment because the church sometimes proves to be not quite that fellowship of kindred minds, like to that above. Those things can rob us of hope. Indeed, the cynic would say that those who would live on hope will soon starve to death. If you ever feel that you have lost hope, that the dark appears to be overcoming the light, there is good news for all of us this morning. Here's an illustration. It's of an old African-American pastor, but the words effortlessly sum up our hope. The phrase he kept saying was, "It's Friday, but Sunday is coming." Think as we look towards Holy Week, to Good Friday. Think of our dashed hopes and remember, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Think of the following phrases. It was Friday. It was Friday and Jesus was dead on the tree. But that was Friday and Sunday's coming. It was Friday and Mary was crying her eyes out. But that was Friday and Sunday's coming. The disciples were running in every direction like sheep without a shepherd. But that was Friday and Sunday's coming. They were all stuck in Friday, not daring to think ahead. That is the good news, the gospel, the word the world is waiting to hear. That is the church's message of hope. It was Friday and Sunday's coming. If being isolated means that you start to think that the love you had counted on is gone and you feel that you may never know love again, remember that Sunday's coming. When you see what is happening on the streets of our cities and are angry or afraid, remember that Sunday's coming. When you've lost your belief in the miraculous and no longer expect great things from God, when you think of what the church might be after the pandemic, remember Sunday's coming. When lockdown and isolation has brought you down so much that you can't remember which way is up, remember Sunday's coming. Yes, there is lots wrong with this world, but it is hope that we need to sustain us. Indeed, it is only hope that gets us through the darkest hours. I have hope, the same hope that energised that Palm Sunday crowd. On this first day of Holy Week, we know there will be a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, and finally a devastating, heartbreaking Friday. But on that awful day, we can think again and recall a special time long, long ago. We sing Hosanna today and ask to be saved. We feel the bleakness of Good Friday and are distressed. But resurrection comes. Whatever Good Fridays we are going through, may God walk with us to Easter Day, when new life springs afresh for all of us. Amen.